Welcome back to How We Roll Podcast. As you know, a few months ago, Kuren said he'd written and wanted to DM his own scenario. This is the second episode. He has written it, he has produced it, and it is called Embrace the Madness. And as you'll hear, we definitely do embrace the madness. Hope you enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon. And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please just get on with the show. Yes.
So I'm going to say that now he kind of, Louis sort of gesturing, like looking at his watch, tapping on it, going, I think we have to go. If we go down the hall, I think maybe you will see Richard. He will help you. He will bring you to the hall, and he can inform you of this place and the history and all that. It's fine. I have to go prepare for the presentation.
Wait. So, what hall? The dining hall?
So he scoots right off, and then this little kind of like, I suppose, teenager shows up, and he's like, "You're right, guys. You're right. I believe Louis told me that I have to come collect you and bring you down to the wall. Yeah. All right. So follow me." And he like gestures down towards the stairwell, and you go down the stairwell. And as you're going, you notice it takes a really, really long time. And as you reach the bottom, it comes out into this giant underground, like, gothic structure type church, like you're inside of a church. Does anyone want to give me a spot hidden?
I'll give you a spot hidden with my... And I get a 10.
Wow.
60.
That is an extreme success. I'm going to say you notice that when you're looking at the ceiling, it's like there's a painting of all these people, but the painting is moving, and it's like they're screaming. They're
like a GIF.
Like a GIF on loop. We're going to call it the GIF roof, okay? So they're going to be just there, like, they're like just squirming around. And you can tell that they're in actual pain, actual agony, trapped in something.
It's not a savvy check, is it?
My character's suddenly getting quite intrigued. Like, he's been obsessed with the occult for his entire life. So, mm-hmm. Can I give you an occult roll?
You can.
44 hard success.
Regular success versus 70.
Sorry, no, just a success.
Just a success. Okay. So, I'm going to say you understand it as something to do with the old gods. The outer gods. You know that something has happened here. That this is the remnants of an attempt at something. You can ask Richard anything you want.
Richard, tell me more about this quite frankly amazing ceiling. I've never seen anything like it in all my years. This could be priceless.
I don't know. Fuck, why did the voice go there? It's because those people, they're the ones who... See, we tried to reach home before, right? But when we tried to reach home, something kind of went wrong. And then it was like they got trapped in the dream of the great dreamer, you know, like a nightmare or something. It was quite painful. We lost a lot of members, and it was really tough. I was trying to like figure out a way that we could save them, but I was told it was wasting my time. So I was like, whatever.
Richard Dickey, I mean, this, they're trapped in a nightmare. And so I'm a farmer who like has all these superstitions, clearly a farmer in my dungarees, and you know, just looking like an absolute hillbilly. There's all these superstitions and what we call pishogues in Ireland, like old beliefs that are bad luck and good luck. and I have basically a mild knowledge of the occult. Can I see if I'm understanding what this dream or nightmare scenario might be with my occult role, if possible?
It's a failed attempt to go home. They obviously tried to...
But I've never heard of any legends similar to this of people trying to go home.
You've heard of an old Romanian cult that has had similar occurrences during the 1600s.
Even though I know that there's a hive mind and people probably can get this, I haven't fully comprehended what a hive mind is in character. So it's like, guys, I once bought a horse off a gypsy. It was no good. Couldn't pull a plow. Was really just a lemon of a horse. But he was telling me about this ghost story from back home in Transylvania or someplace where he has this dream where they try to go home. I mean, that's what.
And I kind of finish off his sentence for him.
I am Fernando.
I am Fernando.
Man, I'm handsome.
This,
wait, what?
This dream world painting is just like what he was saying. I mean, this painted root. Wait a second. Is that a painting?
What were you rolling for, Joe?
With my failed occult roll of 96, I have never heard of this Romanian story, although I am quite the antiquarian expert. I think you may be thinking of some strange... To be honest, you're just talking bollocks. You
My name is Billy Bob Thornton. Not Thornton, I'm sorry. Ferguson.
You just went there completely.
We agreed Billy Bob Thornton was two on the nose beforehand, but I've had three Guinness, and that's going to happen a lot from now on. Billy Bob Ferguson is my actual name.
Richard, it appears we're stuck here, so show me more. These amazing things.
As you look forward, he's trying to gesture towards an altar that has a bunch of pews set up, and the pews seem sort of semi-full and they're filling up more and more as time goes on, and he shows you some statues and he talks about how this was liberated from Innsmouth, just like the Ritas, and you know, it was liberated during a military raid. They managed to sneak in and steal some things. He's like, you know, when there was some kind of you know, the gnomies, right? They were coming in and they were fucking up the other cults and things. We thought this would be a great time for us to pull some things together, since we're quite new and we don't have that much information or items of artifacts and things, so we want to try to, you know, pull all that together. So we may have made a few enemies, but I feel like we've kind of, you know, amassed quite a collection here. And he's kind of mentioning that they've been around for maybe 5-10 years tops, and they've just been stealing artifacts and trying to amass things. But as the crowd kind of starts gathering, he gestures for you to take a seat, and you guys can do whatever you want now. Go for it.
I kind of put my index finger and my thumb together, and so I kind of kiss them, and then I do the sign of the cross.
I'm going to say Owen does the same without thinking.
Just starts licking my own hand. Not quite as sexy and seductive as him just sticking my own finger to my mouth,
yeah.
Which is grossly sexual and not appropriate at all.
I'm going to start making my way around the room and appraising and examining some of the rarer artifacts.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look for food around the room.
Just remember to myself, oh, we were promised food, weren't we? And then get completely distracted from my occult research and start looking for food.
But as I'm looking for food, can I basically use that as an excuse to just kind of look around and spot hidden? You can probably still appraise stuff as you're going as well, Joe, I would say.
Yeah, you can.
I rolled a 96 or out of 70 on my spot hidden.
Amazing.
Joe might be the only person worse at rolling than I am. This is terribly bad.
There's only reason why we survived so long.
Your character's so bad at rolling.
Yeah, it's like the opposed role. He failed at hitting you, but you also failed at hitting him, so you did nothing. It's like this vicious cycle.
53 versus 25 on my spot hidden.
We haven't found any food.
We both got the same joke.
You can't find
it. High five.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, we're pulled together. So you're looking at this altar, and there's pews are kind of filling up, and there's one row or two rows left at the back. And I'm going to say you guys decide to sit down, or with your food, you're like, right? And Jennifer shows up and she's like, all in one. And everybody shouts back, one in all, right? And you're all looking quite confused. So she's like, and today we're going to have a presentation to kind of introduce you to some of the things we are currently capable of. Here's Louis. Some of you may have met him.
Salut.
And he's going to show a machete, right? And he's going to stab it into his forearm and start ripping it upwards. And while he's doing that, he's gonna start chanting. And I'm going to say there's people screaming in some ooze, like, oh, coming from the crowd. And then you're going to notice that as he's chanting, it's healing up around the wound. And he pulls out the blade and he's like, should have got a pop filter. No. Yeah, pulls out the blade and it just starts healing, and he's like, behold the glory of Yogg-Sothoth, right? And right at this moment, they're continuing to talk, but you can't hear them anymore because behind you, there's two girls who sound quite snobby in the pews just behind you going, I don't think this is very good. Fucking blah, and they're giggling, and they're just chatting away amongst each other. So, what do you guys want to do?
Are they attractive?
Can I make a sanity roll after saying this guy?
Yes, you can.
But you
realize that when you decide you have to take a sanity roll, so do the other two. Hive mind.
I pass another success. Sanity roll. Yay, hard success.
I think the thing is, like, after the last game, we're all used to sanity rolls actually making, like, loads happen. Like, in this kind of game, they won't make any difference.
Oh, they will. Sanity. They will. It's going to impact you.
Remember, it's five in a row or a fifth in one game day.
Yeah.
So I've got to lose 12 in one game day. That's a lot.
Wait, how much have you got?
Wait, so...
Okay, I roll a 93.
Oh, I love this Fernando. Ooh.
So roll a D6?
I am Fernando.
Fernando.
I'm imagining that Aaron says that more than he's actually saying it. I don't actually think he said it.
So you lose two and... I'm going to say... Owen loses one and Joe loses one as well. So the grand total is dropped by four.
So all of us lose four?
No, you lose with your respective amounts. See, I'm keeping track of what you actually have, which is currently 140.
As a group?
Yep, because the hive mind impacts. You don't lose sanity until you all lose a collective 15.
I'm on 70.
70 is 130. Between all of us, we have
over,
210.
Yeah.
210, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you could have over 50.
80, 60, 70, yeah. It's off
it's
our intelligence.
It's equal to your power, and both me and Aaron have really high power rolls.
And I also have reasonably good power with 60.
All right, so you guys are quite sane.
I have a good strong will. I don't understand shit, but I'm stubborn as fuck.
I'm also going to say that for the benefit of the stream, if anybody donates to cause... a mania or a insanity. You all get it. All of you.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
Okay. So, where was I? Yeah, there's these two girls talking behind you the whole time, giggling, sniggering, and you somehow hear a little bit of a mention of the King in Yellow.
Oh, shit just got real.
So what's happened now is the two girls have said this is not very good. We've heard the King in Yellow come from them.
Yeah, exactly. And they're being disruptive behind you.
Okay.
You can't really
can
hear
I
the
make
presentation.
An occult check?
Yeah, you can.
Hang on.
I love an occult with a good orientation process.
Okay. Occult versus 70. I get a 51.
Success. So I'm going to say the only thing you know is that you've heard of a symbol that mentions the Yellow King, or the King in Yellow.
I've read the book by Robert W. Chambers. Very strange, strange number.
And you know that it has something to do...
Carcosa.
You also know that for whatever reason, when somebody witnesses this symbol, there is fables of some element of control being possible over them, like they're puppets.
Can it, so in this world, is the book, The King in Yellow, is it actually exist?
Yeah, the book exists, and I'm going to say...
So can I say I've read it with my occult roll?
No, it's not good enough.
Okay.
I'm going to say you know quite a bit, though. You've heard
it. You're such a power game and asshole. So
I have actually read the book, and like it's a very confusing set of stories. So the idea is, so you read it, and there's nothing in there that you can take for granted. So if the main character sees like soldiers going down the street, he's convinced the whole country's going to war, whereas actually what's happening is there's just people walking down the street because he's nuts. So nothing that happens actually happens. So it's really hard work to read. And it only hints at the King in Yellow. Like, you wouldn't really know who the King in Yellow is after reading the book. The only thing that really happens in the book is in the five stories, there's this play that anyone in the story...
You see, Joel's read the lore, so me and Aaron are lost as fuck what he's talking about.
Yeah,
I'm going to say...
Yeah,
okay. That's
the book. That's the book of the King in Yellow.
But I'm also going to say that you feel almost threatened. You understand it enough to the point to know something isn't right in your gut, and you feel this collectively. I'm going to say Aaron can do what he wants now. Go, Aaron.
I just want to get the hell out of here. I've lost all interest in anyone in this room seeing all this crazy shit. Being able to hear the two people I've only just met is kind of freaking me out, and I just want to get out and return back home.
Yeah, you do want to go home, but not to the home. You don't want to go to Mexico. You want to go to the beach. No. So,
can I turn to the two women and point this out? This is not very good. It's like, were you promised food too? Why are you here? I mean, we came because we got a letter. We were told there was going to be food. And now, this French guy, I can hear his thoughts.
She's going to say, I don't think you quite understand the gravity of what they're trying to preach to you, imbecile. And they keep chatting away amongst each other.
I know what gravity means. It means I stick to the ground. I jump up and down on the spot.
they're getting a little bit annoyed at you.
Can I say that he's, because he's hive-minded with me, he is a little bit more...
Sexy
by proxy.
Well, I can say he can be more charming, for sure.
I understand.
He can actually roll.
Gravity
I'm
is.
Gonna say
watch
he
this.
Can. I'm gonna say that if you use a turn, you can actually make Falvey roll with your charm roll.
Okay, so I'm kind of like, I see him floundering, and I kind of sometimes run self-help groups for people like this. I have been known in the past before with men who lack sort of
you give him the charisma,
like that they lack confidence and things. I'm like,
man, speak up a bit, you know. You got to pronounce yourself. You got to flaunt yourself.
And I he kind of gets this boost from that.
Okay. So, how are you going to role play that on? And you can whisper to him.
So it's
be like, you want to be smooth. You want to be. You want
let's,
to pop
let's
that
say
chest
he can
out.
Hear me. Let's say he can hear my thoughts.
Yeah. So role play exactly how your character would say that to me. How would he like inspire me? I guess.
So I'd be like,
look at this, señorita. Look at them. You want them. You can do better than this, I know. For you, do better. Pronounce yourself. Make yourself stand out. Make yourself absolutely irresistible.
And
okay, and I got this. Hello, señoritas. I am Billy Bob. Were you also promised some delicious food? Some food as delicious as you.
it's taken 18 months, but Owen's finally done a new accent.
Yay! Oh, man, that picked my mic really hard.
So I'm gonna say you have to roll a charm. Roll it.
Oh my god, I'm so happy.
But it's not you rolling; it's Aaron's rolling for you with that 70.
Oh boy. This is when he fails. He gets my luck.
70.
Hi,
Oh, shit.
So a 9.
They immediately
rolls
de-pants.
A 9. They de-pants. I'm going to say...
9 versus 70. Jesus Christ.
they're going to like be like, ooh, I haven't quite seen anyone quite like you before. I've actually got something I'd want to show you. And she takes out a piece of paper that... don't do do do. No, she's
like
gonna
doing a blouse.
And at that moment, a really crusty old man kind of sweep in and go,
"Hello, my name is Jackson Grimm."
If they rolled a one, I actually had that in mind.
Hold up. We just got a £10 donation for Vestamania, a fear of clothing. AIM chat. All you need to do is tell us who has a fear of clothing. Wait, have we have a high.
Well,
mind?
It would affect all of us.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You'll have it.
Oh boy.
Hey, you guys. My name is Jackson Grimm, and I'm going to start like unbuttoning my waistcoat.
Have you been promised some delicious food as delicious as you? Unbuttoned his dungarees.
You look over to Fernando, and Fernando is already naked.
And gently singing, "There was something in the air last night."
Fernando's so quick at undressing.
I've got a rose in my teeth.
My name is Grimm.
I've got a rose in my teeth as you're looking at me, and I'm kind of like suggestively looking at everyone.
Well, I'm going to say that the girls are now looking at all three of you naked, right? And they're trying to show you a scroll.
Is it made of cloth?
I'm going to say that Grimm is suddenly feeling a real spike of fear.
Oh, I didn't think sphere. When you said spike, I didn't know where that was.
Okay, at this moment, like, my trousers are half off, and you see this like really skinny, pale 60-year-old guy, like covered in freckles and things, and he sort of looks up and goes, "I suddenly feel a lot of fear," and then I'm going to try and run away, but like trip over my trousers
because they're round your ankles.
Okay, I'm going to make you actually roll a dex roll.
I have 40 dex.
This is going to be good.
Like, I had really good decks, and then I took all the old people penalties and lost all my decks.
All the old people penalties, but you do get half-price early bird meals with your pension card.
Oh!
So I rolled a 73 versus 40.
Yep, that is really good. So
have I broken a hip?
I'm going to say you've fallen over and you've knocked the parchment out of their hands, and they're furious. They're like, what have you done? Naked old man.
Naked sexy
actually,
beast.
I'm going to roll sanity for them real quick.
Like, I've got like these gigantic Y fronts, which are like 8 sizes too big for when I was like like they're 40 years old, and there's lots hanging out at the moment. Like, this is not a good look.
Yeah. So they're going to... Oh my god. Anyway, why you have to describe it so nasty? So your jiggly bits are all over the place. Anyway, so you're falling over, you've tripped over your pants, and you've knocked this parchment out of their hands, right? And while that happened, literally one of them is going to start screaming, like, and the other one's like, "What have you done? You've upset her. And trying to comfort her. And everyone in the room is starting to look at the three naked guys. Everybody. They're like, "Leave her alone. Yes, leave her alone.
Jimmy,
what are you guys going to..."
Was that you?
Guys, I don't think you can still hear me. But I am beating up. there's so much clothes here. I think we should go. I mean... Unless there's room. I'm so scared right now.
Do you guys want to try walk away? Emphasis on try.
So can I try charm again to calm the women down and
helicopter?
I'm gonna say because you're naked, you get a +10 on your charm.
+10 on your charm because of your spelt hairless Spanish body.
No. I am very manly and hairy.
I am very manly.
All I'm wearing is this medallion, which doesn't really count as clothing, so to speak.
And a pubic just boxers, eh? just pubic hair
like,
everywhere.
And it's kind of like nestled within this like forest of a fucking chest hair that I've got.
I'm so glad you said chest hair.
And I'm kind of like, I kind of calm them down, and I flirt with them, so I'm gonna roll. Which one was it? It wasn't persuade. It was What's the role called again? Sorry, help me out here. This is
charm.
A new character.
You're going for charm.
Charm. That was it.
You literally said charm. So yeah.
He's like, all I know how to do is spot hidden and shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Where is shoot?
Oh, that is a hard success. You rolled an 18. And I'm going to say that as you're trying to charm her, you're going to notice that they're kind of ignoring you, but other people in the room are like gravitating towards you. They're like, ooh, and they start touching your body. You feel quite uncomfortable. Does someone want to give me a listen roll?
I will. I have solid listening skills from all my time.
Listen real good.
I listen to the grass growing. I'm just that boring. That's why my wife left me. I may not have good listen rolls. I actually did not skill it, but anyway, I have a 20. Shit.
Can I just, on a separate thing, can I just remind everyone, if you pass a skill, can you just put a tick next to it?
49 versus 20. I will start putting ticks on my skills.
Yes, so will I.
Mm-hmm.
I have got
a lot of you failed, but I'm going to say you can hear them just, you can hear one girl comforting the other saying, it's okay. And right as she's saying that, you're going to see one girl melt into the other, right? Arched over her friend, the girl starts to slowly sink into the other, absorbed into her flesh, melting and blending into each other, creating a hideous gelatinous amalgamation of inhuman flesh. One head faces you, smiling, while the other protrudes from a newly formed flap of flesh on its back, seemingly deeply saddened. Their voices become coarse and rough as they charge towards the hallway. And while they're doing this, they're like,
we must get to it.
And they're just like crushing and crashing into all these other cultists. Does somebody want to give me a dex roll? Actually, everyone give me a dex roll. Do it.
Try and grab them and stop them.
I think I'm... Aren't I lying on the ground with my trousers around my ankles?
You are fine. You're on the ground with your dick against the cold
I
ground,
may have so. Failed, but as I do get stumbled over, can I see if I recognize this legend from my good old days of talking shit in the back of a church with my other friend? That's an Irish stereotype.
You failed with 68 against 50, and I'm going to say they crashed into the side of you and flung you across the room. And what did Fernando roll?
I also failed.
You also failed. I'm going to say that Owen flies into you. Now your naked bodies are touching. So you're not only just your minds are touching and your bodies are touching. Front on front
I'm
action.
I'm going to roll sanity.
Yeah, everyone roll sanity.
I think you're after Joe's witnessing. Is rolling, I think Joe's is rolling sanity for.
I front on front action. Succeed.
Hard success, 23.
So. Succeed means you don't roll the d6.
So succeed means that you
sanity.
Take the minimum loss. So it can be zero.
Yeah, which is two.
Or it can be one.
Just two apiece. Remember, you're all fucking scared of clothes right now.
I had a hard success. 28 versus 58.
So what do I lose for a hard success? So just a one or something?
Two.
Two.
Two for a hard success.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, if I lose 5 more sanity, that's a fifth of my sanity for today. And I'm going to stand up, so I'm just wearing this pair of baggy wife fronts and this, like, really baggy vest and my bowler hat.
Is this... What's going on here? Where's the Frenchman? What's happening? Why are we here?
And can I do, like, a spot hidden at this... Is there a stage? I remember there was a stage...
There was an altar,
like an altar,
and they were up. They were up towards the altar. Yeah, so you can look.
So I've just rolled a 5 on my spot hidden. 5 out of 60.
Everybody's sort of scattered, and you're noticing bits of like flesh that has like come off of other cultists while she was running has been absorbed into her flesh as she becomes larger and stronger. And she starts crashing around, and there's people running around with just one leg, going, and people like trying to hold up their arm, but like half of it's been absorbed into them, and they're like clinging on. And think like Saving Private Ryan. They're like, as this big ball just starts charging down the hallway.
You're also going to notice sanity check, if that's okay.
No, you don't have to. This is all just the one sanity check. So you're like, my God.
I feel I didn't lose enough.
No, you'll lose plenty of money. So you're noticing that's just charging down towards this hallway, and like most of the people are distraught and trying to run away, and they're running back up the stairwell and they're crushing each other, just trying to ram through. Where you the three of you, the only three naked plebs still standing around, you have Jennifer and Louis run up to you, and Louis goes up to Grimm and says, "Okay, so I think you three were going to have to go with Jennifer and track that thing. You're going to have to track it, but first you go to the armory. Okay, I am going to check on the Necronomicon. Okay,
my and ears prick.
Yes.
What did you say?
Necronomicon."
I have heard of such a book, although the version I had was nothing but bloody Turkish prawn.
And then I'm going to start muttering to myself about Turkish prawn.
You are all naked and he's thinking about porn, so I'm going to say... I'm kidding.
I've got wife fronts and a vest and my bowler hat.
Okay, that's good.
You're terrified of your wife fronts, though.
They're hanging so low that it doesn't. You don't feel them.
Okay, 100%. Billy Bob grabs them, throws them onto the nearest torch to burn them, rips them off his body.
So the thing is, I'm an old man. You pull on the wife front, and like the old man comes with you.
You're the worst kind of naked now. You're naked from the waist down, fully clothed above. It's the worst kind of naked.
So the vest is really long, so it goes down below my waist, but like the saggy
your
old man balls go really low. High five.
We're on the same page.
I think we're discussing.
High five, boys. We're in the same wavelength.
I think we're discussing apparel a bit heavily. So
below the balls go below my knees at this point.
I believe we've dropped the balls.
Oh,
so
we
have
podcast.
You keep saying that
how
word.
We podcast.
It means what you think it means.
It's not a pun. That's just dirty. So we have so Jennifer's like, I'm gonna take you guys to the armory. Just follow me, quick.
We should go to the armory and get these guys some arms. I'm gonna point some people missing arms.
So she's gonna. You realize you guys as characters seem so much more stupid than I ever would have imagined, which I think is amazing. This has turned out so different.
Wait. I'm going to turn to the lady and go, "Hi, I'm Billy Bob." It doesn't work for that. What's your name?
No, you are saying it wrong. You got to say it with conviction. I am Billy Bob.
Let me try.
You know,
and she's going to turn to you and be like, "Hi,
Jackson
Billy."
I'm going to go up to her face and say it with passion and say it right. I am Billy Bob. We're going to stop fucking around.
That is an air for effort, my friend.
It's going to be a bitch to edit.
No, I'm going to leave it for the most part raw and just put tons of sound effects in. So, we're going to have.
What are you going to use for the balls flapping against my knees?
I'm probably just going to do it with my hand like this.
Probably, yeah. Like, just clap.
Oh, I'm going to be really, really, really sick. Just get your own balls and just go crazy.
That
so
would be commitment.
You start walking down the hallway and you can start seeing, like, the remnants of bits of cultist everywhere as the trail left behind this amalgamation of inhuman flesh has been stampeding through the hallways. Jennifer starts, like, rushing forward, and she points down towards the room up ahead. She's like, "We have to go in there." And you all run up, and she opens the door, and she presents to you this huge room that just towers back. Like, it doesn't tower. It just seems to go on forever. It's endless. And it's just filled to the brim with artifacts. But very few of them start really catching your eye. Does anyone want to give me a spot hidden?
I would love to give you a spot hidden. Or could I give you an appraise? Would that be as good? Or
yeah, well, appraise after you spot hidden.
So spot hidden is better, actually. Five out of 60.
Nice.
No, I can't. Mine's terrible. Don't even.
You're not Spencer now, Fernando.
No, 5 out of 60 was your previous roll when I was telling you everything about the room. So this is you have a success. I'm going to say that you notice.
What? All the listeners.
Yeah, 56 Who's out that? Of 60 he got. Fernando got.
No, you didn't. I got 5 out of 60.
That's from like. No, if you look, like you have 2 rolls. Ago,
was it?
Yeah, it's old. Yeah.
Joe's drunk.
I think I might have pressed it twice then.
You did not.
So you're going to notice that there's this. There's this claymore, like a big two-handed broadsword, but the hilt seems to be moving. Now, do you want to give me an appraise?
I'll give you an appraise.
Mm-hmm.
I fail my appraise with 56 versus 50.
That's like working out how much it's worth.
It is, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I thought so.
But I was going to use it as a sort of, you know, checking to see what it is. I'm going to say you don't really notice anything too different other than the hilt seems to be moving a bit. Do you want to pick that up?
Absolutely not.
Fernando will.
Okay.
Fernando. He's
okay.
Because with the swords and everything, I'm quite handy with the sword rather than any kind of weapons or anything. Because obviously, you know.
Yeah, because it's bullfighting. You like to cut their neck and so that they can't really fight.
No. Fernando. Fernando does not kill the bull. Fernando dances with the bull.
Make love to the bull.
No.
Dance with the bull. I will. Because the sword is, for me, often a very much just a showpiece. Yeah. I never actually...
Give me an intelligence check.
Intelligence. And I roll a 59 out of 50.
Okay. I'm going to say you can start hearing it talk to you. It's like...
You are strong.
This Fernando knows.
The best roleplay ever. Okay, so you feel like a strong connection with this sword, and you like it. It feels perfectly weighted. It feels perfectly balanced. Okay, you don't have any stats for it, but I will tell you what to roll whenever you decide to use it. So
as soon as I pick up the sword, it just feels so right. It feels manly. I sort of start getting a semi.
Naked. The girth increases.
and this sword in my hand just feels so good. And I feel so powerful. I'm like, yes, this will do. And I kind of start like flailing it around my head, very showpiecey like, and twirling it.
Yeah, you're just like, you're falling in love with this sword. It's huge. It's bigger than you are. It is massive, right? It's a big broadsword. Like, think Braveheart. Freedom! Anyway, but like, all the, like, yeah, you're going to free the bulls. So, Owen, do you want to give me a spot hidden?
I do indeed. Billy Bob's spot hidden is terrible. 25 base. I rolled it. 55 Ooh, versus 25. Fail.
It could have been good. I'm going to say you notice a... you failed pretty hard, actually. I'm going to say you trip over a flail.
I got one of these swingy balls. Can I take the swingy ball?
What did you say about my balls? I'm an old man. I can't help it.
I'll take the flail.
Pick up this. Yeah, you're going to pick up the flail, and it doesn't talk to you or anything. It feels pretty good. You know, it just feels like a pretty standard flail, but it feels pretty well balanced. Like it's a good item. Do you want to give me a Joe, can you give me a listen?
I can indeed. I get a 55 out of 25. No, did I? Sorry, I may have done that. So I get a 63 out of 40.
You can play your hard, Joe, isn't it? So you respect us now.
Playing hard. Clicking the button and not doing good hurts.
Reading the numbers.
Yeah. So you don't hear too much, but you do sort of hear a muttering, like a really light muttering, coming from a chest about 10 meters down the corridor, or down the room.
I think someone should investigate the chest.
I'm going to, like, slowly edge my way towards it.
I'm going to say you can...
Can I swing my flail on it?
Yeah, go for it.
Kadoosh! I don't know they roll the strength.
No, you're going to run up to it and flail it, or are you going to walk up to it and flail it?
Oh, I'm going to run up and flail it. He said someone check the chest. I'm going to take that super literally and do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have an unarmed attack, which is 1d3 plus damage.
No, bonus. Just give me a give me a strength roll.
Better. 72 versus 80.
You barely succeed when you have 80. It's like, what? Anyway, as you swing around the flail and it makes contact with this chest, it just suddenly looks like one, the piece that you know, the flail hit just drops super heavily, vertically down. Not left, not right. It just hits the ground and it goes through the floor and you can see into the chest.
So the lid just come off it and went through the floor?
Not the lid, just up the edge of it.
Okay.
Man, you hit it sideways, and it didn't go sideways. It went down, like straight down.
Okay, so I've swung my flail like 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. You're saying?
Yeah. And the edge you hit just went south, straight south. No edge, no shrapnel. Everything just dropped.
There you go.
What the fuck is your name again, Joe?
There you go, Jackson. Job done.
You gonna look inside?
I'm gonna look inside. I'm gonna lean forward and stare inside its eerie contents. And
you're gonna notice it's kind of dark in there, and you're gonna see a glowing symbol on some kind of metal object.
Can I give you an occult roll?
Sure.
15 versus 70.
You know that this symbol is much older than the item it's on. Much, much older.
Do I recognize the symbol at all?
Yeah, can we
recognize? Not quite. You need extreme for that. But you do know it's very old.
This is very old, this symbol.
If only you rolled one above your extreme success and had some luck.
In fact.
We kind of... I'm guessing the hive mind's still in place. So
yes,
we all
it is, yeah.
Kind of... So, like, as he's explaining it, and, like, I kind of barely understand what he's saying, more to a point than I ever would on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you going to reach in and grab it?
The symbol? I thought it was etched on the... Or was it on...
It's etched on something metal inside the darkness of the
chest. Oh, yeah,
chest.
I'm totally going to grab it.
Okay, so you wrap your hands around it and you feel a warm metallic touch. And as you pull it out, you notice that it's a Tommy gun. This was originally meant for Dave, by the way. You lost your fucking chance. So there's a... And the handle for it is a knuckle duster.
I have a feeling this wasn't meant for me.
I feel that doesn't quite fit in with the hive mind.
it doesn't talk to you, but you feel like you can smell something. You can smell it. You want to give me an intelligence roll?
Wouldn't a knuckle duster on the grip of a Tommy gun be really inconvenient?
It's on the outer part, so you can
18
you can like
16.
Butt with it. It's like sawn off at the edge. Fuck it. What?
18 versus 60.
Wow. Okay, so you're going to know this is instantly you're able to smell the emotions of people while you're holding this.
Yeah.
You can smell the emotions.
Yeah, you can smell, you can literally smell fear.
What does pure sex emotion smell?
You'd have emotion. You'd have to ask Joe. It smells like sulfur.
Like rotten eggs.
No,
Not very comfortable with this strange weapon. I can smell a odd, musty scent coming from this farmer chap.
He smells like stupidity.
No, I smell like want.
Like a want, yeah. He wants to go home.
To touch a lady. I mean, a lady. What?
you're going to catch the scent of something sweet leading down the hall, following the wreckage.
I feel there's something strange down the hall. Maybe we should head this way.
And Jennifer is going to be like, yeah, wait, what? And she's sort of like trying to get to grasp with what the hell you're holding on to. Like, she works there, she knows, but she doesn't know anything to do with how it works.
Hello, wait, if he has that gun and he can smell emotions, can we also smell emotions?
Only through him.
And you want to see how that works?
That's, so
that
we can all smell.
Okay, so how that works?
Human centipede effect. Like, you have to literally smell it.
No. It's like a. Front. It's like he would have to be in a location that could smell it, and so then you can know it.
We can That's smell it. What he smells. Okay, so he's standing next to this lady, and
what does she smell?
Can I
like?
Smell her emotions? That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Well, if he's smelling her, yeah, Joe, are you going to smell?
No, that would be creepy. We don't know each other.
What's her name? What, do we get her name?
Her name's Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. What are we doing?
My name is Jackson.
Look, we had Larry, your friend, show us Doritas. Fernando calls them the Senoritas.
I understand that the Rita process can be really, really, really confusing, but you're going to have to get to terms with it because we have a fat bitch in Linkin Park.
God damn it, Jennifer. Look, we have a hive mind. I'll prove it to you.
Jackson, on the count of three, we say the same.
One, two, three.
My name is Jackson.
Billy Bob. God damn it, Jackson. Look, lady, we're in hive mind. What is going on? We're freaking out. Where are you bringing us?
Okay, so she's like, she's going to be like, you have to go to the library. That's where we keep what we took from them.
You took books from them?
Who is them?
Various different cults. We took their artifacts. We steal what was theirs because, well, frankly, we didn't have much. We only really kind of discovered this world perhaps 5 years ago or so. We're just trying to, like, amass as much as possible. So we kind of, this is what you're looking at here, this room, is essentially everything we got our hands on. We haven't really had time to catalog it or go through any of it.
Everyone we've spoken to has said we. Who are you? Tell me more, young lady. And then I'm going to do a persuade roll, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, do it.
I am Jackson.
Do you want me to roll for that?
I have persuade 60.
Extreme success.
Okay, yes.
You're better. Oh, wow, 8 versus 60.
Yeah.
I'm being very persuasive while I'm only wearing a vest with my old man boss slapping against my knee.
He used his balls rock back and forth rhythmically in a kind of hypnotic motion.
It's an ancient African technique I learned in my early 20s while journeying through Madagascar.
We are the... fucking hell.
I learned it off a fellow called...
We are the cult of Shorasoz. We are the cult of Shorasoz and we worship Yogg-Sothoth. We were founded about 5 years ago by Brian McLawson. He is usually in the library, but I don't know where he is now. So he was going to be giving us a speech during the introduction, but then all this madness broke loose and he was late. So I don't know what's happening exactly. All I know is we need to stop that amalgamation of inhuman flesh. She became a man at the end.
Right.
Don't judge.
When you said Yogg's can we take do an occult roll, so 25 yes. out of 70.
My God. So I'm going to say you know that Yogg-Sothoth is an outer god and that the firm belief is that we are essentially living in his dream. I'm also going to say that you know Yogg-Sothoth has been known to somehow have offspring that create what could be perceived as demigods that live amongst us.
And does everyone understand this through my
heart? Through you, yes.
Mm-hmm. How much do I understand completely?
Completely. Click.
Wow. now. Because this is, like, I've never known anything like this.
Yeah, I'm going to say you roll sanity, which then makes everyone else roll sanity.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think that would probably make us roll sanity.
And I roll an 18.
And I roll a 6 out of 56. No.
I rolled a 6
a hard, out of 56. A hard 17 and an extra.
Oh, guys. I'm going to say none of you lose any sanity. In fact, you revel in the idea.
Jesus.
You think the concept of the Outer Gods is just amazing. And that if any of this is evidence that it's true, it's like your life now has meaning.
Do I kind of, now that I know this, do I kind of know anything more about the sword that I've picked up?
I'm going to say by consequence, yes. You feel like there's something inside the hilt of your sword that is growing with you. Like, it's binding to you. And as a consequence, it's also binding to Owen and Joe.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks as always to battlebards.com for their amazing support. And if you do want to support the show, sending us an iTunes review or even supporting us on Patreon really helps. Take care, guys. See you next week.